Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hey, hi, Petty Bitches.
Oh my God, you said hi, I said hey, it doesn't matter. But
you just
back.
Told me to say hey.
I know, but it's been a while, as Britney Spears would say, it's been a while.
Oh my God, I love that.
And we're back, season five. Yeah. We've had a 3 month hiatus. It's been divine, I'm not going to lie.
Yesterday I was posting about it and I was like, oh, season five back this Thursday, which sounds really impressive, but we just really love taking breaks.
Yeah. No, it's nice. It's nice to be back, but at the same time, where has the 3 months gone? I can't believe, like someone said, someone replied to one of my stories saying, oh, I was talking about things you're going to give up for Lent. And somebody said, it was Dr. Sean who actually said it. Uh-huh. So I'll out him here live on the podcast. He said, clearly I'm giving up Petty Little Things podcast for Lent. And I was like, no, we're coming back. And we were, to be honest, supposed to come back earlier in March, but I was really sick.
Yeah, you were.
And to be honest, I'm still not 100%. No. Like, maybe I have long COVID. Who knows?
Honest to God, I'm gonna put it out there now. I think you were a bit of a super spreader because I was dying sick after seeing you and like half of the Dublin drags.
Well, have all I didn't have COVID. So no. Like, can you have long COVID without having COVID? I don't know.
Honest to God, I don't know. But whatever it was, my chest was in bits. My nasal passage was in bits. The works, like.
Well, I tell you, I went to my friend Ronan's 40th birthday party at the start of the month. And I was having a ball. I was having a great night. And I always remember, like, I sat down and I was like, it's a bit of a draft, isn't it? Right? And my friend was like, hello, olden woman. She was like, will I get you a shawl? Like, do you need a shawl? And that was like Friday night. And then I woke up like that Saturday morning and I swear to God, I thought I was going to die. Uh-huh. It was like it was like chills, sweat. And I was like, this has to be COVID. COVID-19. Mm-hmm. I love saying it by full name. I thought I was like, this has to be COVID-19. But it wasn't. And I was testing daily. I did about like 12 antigen tests, all negative. So it definitely wasn't COVID. So
I have a theory. I think it's because you spent a night in a straight bar. Like, I'm just going to put it out there. I think you caught, like, the heterosexuals tried to get you, convert you, and you've been trying to fight it off ever since.
Maybe. The straight plague.
Oh my God. Imagine that was the next pandemic. We all started trying to fight off turning straight.
I have to say, I felt really bad because I had a private gig booked for that Saturday and I had to cancel. Yeah. And I hate canceling somebody, letting someone down like that.
You cancel me all the time.
Oh, but I couldn't get anyone else to do. I couldn't get anyone to cover it. And I felt like it just sounded sketch, you know, that kind of way. Mm. Sounded like I was like chugging a sickie and I wasn't. And then that was like, I was sick up until Thursday. Then it was Paddy's Day. Mm-hmm. That was before actually. Then I was fine, worth the weekend. And do you remember we were doing that bingo? Oh yeah. My God. It came over me like a ton of bricks. I was like, 3 days later, I'm back sick again, dying.
Yeah, well, actually, kept sitting down. I was like, geez, she's really relaxing tonight, isn't she? Oh, every time I looked over, you were sitting on the floor, like standing in front of a fan, trying to cool down.
it was shocking. It was literally like my face, like pumping sweat. And my face does not sweat. Let's be real. Well, so I knew there was an issue.
You're still not the queen of the sick. We all know the queen of the sick is AKA Sophia Hart, the queen of the sick.
She's only short of bringing me in sick notes. Hi, Sophia. Oh, I remember she called in sick to a brunch one time, and I got the whole bow lane to say, Sophia, you're fired. But she wasn't. I was just putting the shits up her.
Okay, come here. What have you been up to for the last 3 months? I kind of know, but the listeners are obviously sitting on their edge of their seat thinking, what has the sesh queen actually done over 3 months?
Well, I've just been sitting waiting to come back to this podcast. Do you know, like, I think it's just been kind of settling back into like normalcy. It's been a bit intense as well, like, because we weren't expecting anything to come back till February. We were, I was honestly thinking, I'm going to have a nice break now for January, do nothing. And then all of a sudden they threw everything back. Remember, it was like the last weekend. It was actually the first. So I started back doing Dying with Davina, which is in Opium, which is the last Saturday of the month, which is a fun early night out for people. And when things were closing at 8 o'clock, I was thinking, this is going to be a great little early evening kind of Kickstarter. So the first
she was seeing Euro signs. Let's face it, you were seeing Euro signs.
Well, I have been thinking that for a long time. I think it's a nice time because people are kind of going out a bit early. If there's hens or parties or special occasions, it's a great little event to go to. And it feels like, because it's kind of dark, it feels a bit clubby.
Yeah.
So it kind of works. So I had that on and just one other thing. And then it went all of a sudden from having 2 gigs, like 6 gigs in a week. It was like, I was not ready for that. Such a body shock. Just little things like that. So getting back into the swing of things.
It's probably false that you should clear up the rumors that you weren't using the downtime to get tits on your back. That is false.
No. Oh no, I'm doing that in the summer. No, I'm going to just get one and see if I like it first.
Oh my God. Speaking of one, our good friends, AKA, I mean, they're ex cock destroyers now. You've obviously seen Sophie's story. Yes, right? The collapse.
I did. And to be honest, is she banned from social media? Or something, is she? Because I used to see her story so much more, and actually Rebecca, but I don't really see them on social media anymore.
Yeah, they got taken off. I think they were being dirty girties, and now Rebecca
Instagram is very strict, isn't it?
Well, they'll let any old dick in a pair of fucking boxers, but apparently not women. But Rebecca's got a new Instagram. It's called More Manor, but it's kind of more about her house. I think she's just figured out that they are just not into this, you know, other vibe.
Okay. And they still have their probably dirty Twitters, do they?
Oh, they do. It's all kicking off on
Twitter.
Well,
that's where I think I saw someone actually sent it to me on Twitter. There was the actual picture of her implant exposed, which I wouldn't be now. I get a little bit squeamish when I see kind of like anything oozing out of a body makes me kind of ill.
I didn't mind it, to be honest. Like, not to make light of a situation, but over the years, I've worn many different types of titties in my bra. I started with the original titty, which was the rice in the tight. It's a scientific term for when you get a bag of Uncle Ben's and you pour it into an old pair of tights that you're done with, because tights are expensive. Then you tie a knot in it, slip it into the bra, and it weighs about 6 tons. Your back does be broke. But then we all got obsessed with the more jelly variety one.
Yeah.
So she was like a strong jelly form. It would sit into your bra. However, few drinks in you, sharp nails, and that titty. Oh, I burst many a titty in that time. So it kind of reminds me of that. And I was like, Jesus, it's nothing similar at all.
I remember years ago, Annie Balls was the first drag queen I ever saw to have like a jelly prosthetic titty.
Yeah.
And she had I think they were actually someone's old set of implants.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she had actual implants they put inside. Apparently they were like tests, you know, like that you'd go into like a surgeon's office and be like, what size would you go with? And they were like just jelly silicone things. So she used to have them. And then over time, they used to kind of, again, she'd burst them. Or now she'd have them for years. Like, so they'd be like kind of burst. And then they see, this is the gas with, they'd end up they end up tied in a Dunn's bag, stuck into her bra. You literally, the odd time, you see a piece of like a Dunn's plastic bag sticking out the top.
No, that's so true. Because okay, when your jelly titty ripped, it would start picking up bits of fluff. It would start exploding out. All of a sudden, you'd find a 50-cent piece inside it. Like the most mad shit would be in there,
and it'd be a 50-pence piece when we'd already translated over to euros. Yes. So you know it was old.
So like the Dunn's bag was the most durable of all the bags you could put it in. I do remember.
Well, it was before it was the bags for life. It was the actual, you know, the old white bags with St. Bernard written on it. It was like they're like non-sustainable kinds, kind that we don't do anymore.
Just while you're talking about Annie Balls, we have to tell the story about when she went to the gig. She went to do some gig in a hotel, and she'd forgotten.
Yeah, it was actually the hotel. It was it was like on the way to Glasnevin. It was like, it was a real kind of famous where they'd have like dinner dances and all. I think it was beside where Met Aaron is.
Okay.
I think it was somewhere along there. Just if somebody probably knows the hotel. I can't remember the name of it. I'm not a Northsider, so I don't know. But apparently it was maybe like, is it the Shiel Hotel or something? Maybe something like that. Anyway.
Couldn't tell you. But I mean, Annie was, I mean, I don't want to say infamous, but she was infamous.
No,
but for forgetting the odd bit of drag. Do you know what I mean? Arriving somewhere.
And you say forgetting, I say not having.
By the way, Annie Balls is also the people that Podge and Raj said to her, Annie Balls, what did they say?
My guess is yes.
But anyway, so she gets to this hotel gig and she realizes, chicken, I've no bra. And sent someone out into the audience to go and ask a couple of ladies, could she borrow their bra while she performed?
And the woman did say yes, she did actually get the bra. So that was kind of impressive. Fair play to the woman. And fairness as well, like, Annie was a big-backed girl, like, do you know what I mean? And
at that
those
time,
boobies, and those, yeah, and those boobies were not small. No. So, like, she must have, some woman who had a good rack in there must have been there on hand. Fair play to her. Like, she's probably holding her boobs for the whole night. So fair play to her.
But
come here. Tell me about what you've been up to. You've been traveling the world again. What's been going on?
Amiza always says that to me. Oh, you're just back for your international tour. I'm like, you come on, going to the same six cities.
Well, you know, we're just giving a bit of shade.
Your
chicken in a basket tour of Northern Wales.
That's it. Chicken or fish. I'm just back from tour with Kylie. You've been
on a few, what was the first one that you did?
The first one was, her name's Jan, she's from New York, and that one got cancelled in Dublin. But what I will say is, I remember saying, yeah, I'll go on that tour, but thinking, I probably shouldn't be doing this. Do you know that kind of way? Because everything was shutting down, and the UK, Boris was being, you know, boldy horn and just being like, I'm not, you know, closing us down again. And actually, it turns out he was kind of right, because we were back open in 2 weeks, and well, not 2 weeks, two or three weeks. Anyway, so the first one, we were all shitting and we were like, well, okay, we're not going to go out because we want to stay working and we want to keep everyone safe. And then cut to 3 weeks later, we're all going absolutely wild again. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It actually is hard to fathom. However, Jan is a great singer and I am a deluded bitch. So every night I kept hearing her sing, you know, Maybe This Time. And by the end of the song, I was like, I'm a singer. I need to start singing live.
Oh my God. No, you're a minger, not a singer.
Oh my God. And the only time I'm a singer is if it's like 3 a.m. and Davina makes me do karaoke.
Oh my God. I took the badges out of the mics just in case if I knew you were coming upstairs. No, the microphones are broke.
Fly without wings. My mom still talks about that time that you did the after show karaoke on your Instagram. Oh, yeah. And I was shit faced from sitting watching your show. And you were like, come on, you're going to sing Fly Without Wings, Without Westlife, because that's my karaoke track.
I'd say she was real proud, was she?
I mean, sure. Yeah, real proud. So anyway, we're just back from tour with Kylie. It was absolutely amazing. She's just lovely. Honestly, there's no bullshit with her. And
this Jan one, I love asking her because I am so, so out of the loop. Like, they seem to be all moving so fast. I have no clue where these queens are from.
Yeah.
Is she from the UK?
Yeah, no, she's from New York City. New York City. She's actually from New Jersey. And she's obsessed with Housewives. So we had a lot to talk about with that. Mm-hmm. Like, she was really, really into Housewives and wants to get on Housewives at some point, which you never know.
They love drag events on Housewives.
Yeah, the march. I'll talk about a little bit more about that on the on the Patreon, because I don't want to give away all the juice. And then in the last week, I went to see Dita Von Teese in the Olympia Theatre.
Yes.
Now, I think me and Dita are quite similar. Do you know what I mean? We're very statuesque. We're both really glamour girls. We have tiny, tiny waists. And we wear
the You both kind of had your moment a few years ago.
And we wear really high heels. No, the only thing me and Dita do is wear a red lipstick at the same time, maybe. But she didn't speak. That was the only thing. Now, I have to say, I got to the Olympia. I was in a jeans and t-shirt moment. And everyone was very glamorous. Like, I mean...
Yeah, I can imagine. I actually... some woman had actually mailed me and she offered me tickets last minute, but I didn't see the message till way later, and I was working anyway for Saturday, so I couldn't go. But when we were coming back from Oakland, we got in our taxi. With this gorgeous taxi man, by the way. He was such a ride, and he was mad for the crack with us. We were having a really, like, we were totally winding him up for the whole trip down. So when he was taking our bags out of the car, all these girls were like, "We're going to Dita Von Teese," and they all had their victory rolls and their red lips. They're all the glamour girls were out in force.
Like, for real, it was high drag in the Olympia. Like, it was Saturday night, high fucking drag.
Was there any drag at it?
Not that I saw, but like Bonnie Boo was there, and I was sitting actually beside Foxy P. Cox, and I'd never met Jerry Fish, the infamous.
Jerry Finch.
Yeah, the infamous Lecky Picnic head himself. So
he's really nice. He's sound, actually.
Okay, I'm going to sound like a box snob here, but Davina will totally relate to this. So my friends were working backstage at the event, and they got us tickets to it. And there are 12 boxes in the Olympia. Now, you're aiming for a certain number when you get a box, right? You're going, okay, we want 1, 2, 3, or maybe we want 7, 8, 9. And I saw straight away, I was like 6. I was like, oh, I'm up in the gods. That's me leaning over like I've got back problems for the night trying to see down. But however, it's really glam. It's quite nice. And it just reminded me of that time that we were in a box watching the show next to Louis Walsh. And
when we robbed his bar.
I was telling Jerry Fish about that the other night. I was like, yeah, we were here the last time and they'd stocked all the bar up with booze, and me and Davina were in like helping
ourselves. He didn't mind. It was only when the Olympia staff caught us. Yes. Like, Louis was like, oh no, let them. They were going to give out to us, and he was like, let them take what they want. Like, he wasn't even drinking that much. He was really driving home.
Fully. And then they locked the fucking door on us. But do you remember?
They didn't actually lock the bar up.
Yes. But you remember you pretended that you were fixing my zip when they came in? Like, I'm just zipping her back up.
And I have one hand behind my back with a bottle of vodka. a true pro.
I told Jerry about that, and he nearly pissed himself when I told him. Good times.
Really fun. The Olympia actually as well is going through the modification now to become the Tree Olympia.
What a load of shit.
It's getting its colour facade changed and all that kind of stuff. But I think the Olympia is a gorgeous venue. It's really old style still. Like, I just have this weird feeling, like, are they going to try and get rid of it? It feels just like it's one of the last kind of old little gems in Dublin.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, like, where is the funding at in Dublin if they can't afford not to take the word Three in front of their fucking name? I hate all that. Like, I still call the Point Depot, sorry, I'm belching all over you. I still call it the Point Depot. Like, I hate that it's called the Three. I hate that this is now the Three Olympia.
I think I call it the O2, even though it's like it's gone ages ago. I'm like, it's in the O2. Or where's she playing the O2? Or do you know, like, what's the Bord of Osh Energy Theatre? Like, that used to, I still call it Grand Canal Theatre.
Me too.
Like, it's, like, I don't care about these. It actually kind of doesn't do anything for the name of the company. It's like so ridiculous. It's like a marketing dream.
Yeah, fully. Also, we're classy birds. We're not mentioning these brandings. Come here. Oh, the other thing that I'm going to see tonight is in the Abbey Theatre, which is still called the Abbey Theatre, and it's called Abomination, which is like about the DUP up north. And apparently there's a bit of drag in it. Apparently it's some live music. I'm kind of excited. It's supposed to be quite gay, basically.
Oh. 1, 2, 1, 2. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
My microphone wasn't plugged in.
Yeah, I could hear it perfect.
Okay. My microphone wasn't plugged in for those. I just realized halfway through there. So I'm so sorry if the sound quality has just shifted. That is, that's how long we've been out of it. I forgot to plug in the microphone.
Oh my God. No, I could still hear you perfect. Where was the sound coming from then?
From my laptop.
Fucking gas. That's a powerful mic on the laptop.
Yeah, so you're going to see Abomination tonight in the theatre.
Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, it's about northern issues, basically, but apparently really gay, bit of drag in it. That's on until Saturday. So my old boss works in the Abbey and he was like, you cannot miss this. So I'm going to go see that tonight.
And I am actually covering for the lovely Dolly Whip, who's actually a doyen of the theatre as well. God. So I'm covering Dolly Does Nothing tonight. So Dolly's away in Gran Canaria. It's well for her, isn't it? She's had a really stressful pandemic, but now she's away. Yeah. So that's nice.
Oh, she'll be glad to hear this message now when she listens to the podcast.
Yeah, she always is. She'll listen to it on her holidays.
come here. I have been glued to some new shit on TV at the moment. One thing I never thought I'd get into was something called Benidorm on... it's on Netflix. Oh, have you seen that before?
I've seen random episodes of it. Like I would kind of dip in and out, but it wouldn't be something that I would kind of watch regularly. But it's actually quite good and funny. It can be.
I saw Crossdresser in the lineup and I was like, right, I'm giving this a go. What's happening? Very good. Very fucking funny.
That Crossdresser is actually Denise Welch's ex-husband.
You're kidding.
Yeah, he played the part of that crossdresser in it, and he's actually kind of brilliant. And also, her father was a straight drag queen.
Are you serious? Well,
he's actually passed away since. But his, like, if they'd go on holidays, and he'd maybe, like, she was telling before, say like maybe on the fourth or fifth night, he would come back down, and he would be Raquel Welch. Oh. So that was his drag name, Raquel Welch. Wow. But, yeah, kind of gas. So she had her husband playing that part and her dad, like, kind of hilarious.
That's kind of gas. I'm glued to it because everyone's fucking wagging it. There's this character called Madge who's rotted. And I'm like, oh my God, if ever there was a girl who was going to be in our girl group, that's her. She's poison to these people. Like, absolute rotten. So I'm watching that. I started Lizzo's Big Girls last night, which is a reality show. Now? Lizzo's looking for new dancers, but she said she reached out to all these agencies and couldn't get any dancers who were like, I suppose, like normal size. All these people were just coming across who were like tiny. And she was like, no, I'm looking for a specific type of dancer. And it's fab. Like, it's kind of like Search for the Next Pussycat Doll.
Where is that? What, like, who's airing that?
So it's on this thing I have called a dodgy box.
And, yeah, but what channel is it from?
Oh, I actually haven't a clue. I just found it. Wow. I think it'll be a Hulu show. So I'm watching that at the moment. And then lastly, I literally just was on Daily Mail before this, Davina, and Ollie Murs is there in a hot pink
celebrating
suit.
His girlfriend's 30th birthday. I keep, every time I go on, I'm like, keep waiting for the breakup announcement, but it's just not coming.
I don't know what it is. As soon as I see Ollie or Katie Price, I'm like, I think of you. But you must have Google alerts on if you got it before I do.
Oh, I always see. Yeah, so like, what's it called? She just got charged last week. Did you see that?
No.
Katie Price. Katie Price was in Thailand. She went on holidays with a big ride of a boyfriend.
She was getting tits in her back. I knew it.
Yeah. Well, she's oh my God, have you seen the work she's had done lately? She's had like a brow lift, and she does look very surprised. And I have to say, I think that has actually kind of taken a few years off her. Like, but the surgery is just non-stop, like relentless. It's just, she doesn't seem to kind of have any downtime
between surgeries.
Yeah, it's a bit like, I thought she'd have a bit of downtime, but she had a brow lift. But while she was in Thailand, obviously there was like complaints made to the police about Kieran, her ex-husband's, she was threatening the wife.
Okay.
Obviously like via social media or text message or whatever. But yeah, so the pressing charges. So apparently because she flipped her car and all that shit went down, like she could be facing jail time.
Oh my God.
And I think the way it's kind of going, like she might get out of it, but I think she'd be lucky to get out of it because it's, you know, if you have something like that serious and you're in, what's it called? You know that word?
In the public eye?
No, it's like, you know when you're it's like suspended sentence. It's like...
Oh, yeah. And then anything else happens and then, you end up going down.
Yeah. So like she could be in that situation, but who knows? Poor, okay, she doesn't get a minute. Although I did watch her Mookie Mansion TV show, which was actually pretty good.
Me too. Like the mansion was in a state, let's face it, it was rotten. Yeah. And I don't know if her design skills were making it any better because some of those rooms were nasty looking.
Oh, nasty. Like, and it's such a like quite a nice house. Mm. Just like, and then you kind of expected, like, you know when she kind of was like peeling the varnish off the wood and stuff, it was like, this is actually quite nice. And then she puts in the tacky lip sofa and it's just like, you're just, it's like, you know, having a shit all over an antique glamour. Like, it's just like ridiculous.
Not Katie doing her own dirty protest in her mucky mansion. Like,
but that's why it's called Mucky Mansion.
I did like the room that her mom and sister did. That was the only nice room I think that ended up in the house. It was like, oh, that's actually cute.
Yeah, it actually was.
Yeah, she hated it.
She did not like it at all. She was trying her best to pretend, which was kind of funny.
Fucking God.
Well, come here. I think we have to talk about the thing that's on everyone's lips, and that's about what just happened at the Oscars.
Oh, fully.
Just gone.
Fully. I mean, are we getting into it now, or do you want to?
Well, I think we should just kind of, we'll get into it now. We have a little chat and then we'll move on to our topics.
Okay, cool. Okay, because we're going to do a real full Oscars lowdown over on our Patreon episode. It will be available exactly the same day that it comes out here. But let's just touch on Will Smith specifically right now.
Firstly, what did you make of it first? I thought it was a joke at first.
I thought it was too. And because the slap, the noise was quite a moment. Now, I presume those microphones pick up everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, housewives get caught out by live mics, and so does Will Smith's fists, apparently. Was it a slap or a punch?
I think it was somewhere in between, to be honest. But the thing that that I noticed afterwards, I could see in your man, Kevin Hart's face. It's Kevin Hart, wasn't it?
No.
Oh, Chris Rock.
Chris Rock, yeah.
Chris Rock, sorry, I was getting him to mix up. It was Chris, I could see in his face, he had this moment where he just thought, you know, like, if you're on stage and something goes awry, you have this, you could see the clogs turning. Mm-hmm. I felt really bad for him.
Yeah.
And I also, I don't know if you noticed, I thought his jaw looked a little crooked.
Afterwards.
Now, I don't know if it's just the way he talks in general, but his mouth was just looked a little to the side.
Yeah.
And I was like, that probably really fucking hurt. If you got like a punch in the jaw, like it would hurt.
Yeah. Oh, his ear could be ringing or anything. Like I've never slapped or hit someone in the face, but I have been slapped in the face, and you freeze for a moment and your ear does ring for a bit. And he's there live at the fucking Oscars as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So a few things. Firstly, Will laughing at first and then Jada just gave like dagger looks.
First off, I hate her.
She's not likable.
I just do not like her at all. I haven't liked her for a long time. And I don't know, there's just something about her that's just so, she kind of dishes out all this information, but she doesn't actually give the full story. And I think there's something about the two of them, to be honest.
Yeah.
I just don't like, and are they Scientologists?
I don't know. I know that they're close to all of those.
I think they were.
She gives know-it-all vibes, you know, people that have a natural know-it-all face, and you're like, oh my God, see her over there. Even if you're not a know-it-all, like that is like steaming off her. I didn't know she had alopecia. And
she looks really good with a bald head.
She
looked like, it's not like, but I can understand why people would be like, if someone was offended or whatever, like I can get that, but I don't think violence is ever the answer, especially in such a public. I think it's very humiliating, very like degrading.
Yeah. I honestly, I get if he had to just shout with something up. Do you know what I mean? I get that.
That's different. Yeah. I would have done that better. Or like said something in his speech later on, like said something, actually just kind of kill him with words.
Yeah.
I just think that you really let yourself down. Especially you worked your whole career to get that award. Mm-hmm. And then that happens. I just think that it was very déclassé. Delisseps would say.
Beast of a man as well. So like him towering
didn't
over
he play, Muhammad Ali. So he would have had like loads of boxing training and all. Mm-hmm. Like you don't want to box off someone who's a trained boxer.
But you know what? I'd say he is fucking kicking himself, because we've all been there, but we've reacted in the wrong way, whatever way it is, even just verbally. And that was his night that he was getting his first ever Oscar. He did so many weird films over the years. And like, you know, the ones that were not serious, to try and get to a point where he could even be considered for something like that. And now nobody's going to talk about that.
No, it's the whole awards was just about that. Mm-hmm. The whole awards, which we will be discussing more about the other things, because there was a few little bits of goss that we have. So we'll be focusing more so on that in the Patreon. But it was quite a moment. I just felt like we had to mention it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
fully. But he did issue a statement today apologizing to Chris Rock today. Yeah. But that's what, like, 3 days later.
Yeah. No, totally. Let's get into, I have so many fun notes about the Oscars. We'll talk about that more in the Patreon episode. I wanted to mention something that like a lot of people have been talking about, which is the Florida gay bill, where they're not allowed to mention like sexual or gender identity in schools. That is like, it seems.
I actually saw that on the Daily Mail. Or was I one of those things? I have to say, like America and all those bills, like, there's a part of me, I can't even read those articles.
Mm.
I can't even read, I don't even know what is happening there. I don't know what is going on, because it just feels like it's so negative.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
so negative. And it kind of evokes a feeling of just like, oh, here we fucking go again.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? I don't think I have it in me to be like arguing with these nutcases.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you know what? The like, mind your own fucking business.
What does it mean?
So they don't want anyone to be allowed to speak about sexual identity or gender identity in schools. So basically they're saying that that even talking about it is influencing people to, you know, be gay or to think about their gender identity. Like, newsflash, we're all made exactly how we're made.
Do you know what the irony of that is, though? It's always some straight man making these decisions. It's like, it's no one that's actually like, it's like totally just a decounting someone's experience or someone's feelings. Fully. Like, it's so bizarre.
But also, me and Davina both went to school at a time that nobody was talking about like any gay issues in any way. And newsflash, hearing about straight issues all day long did not make either of us straight. Do you know what I mean?
No, yeah.
We're going to be who we're going to be. Okay, to finish up on something lighter is, I'm moist at the thought of the Kardashians coming back.
I had that on my list. I am actually I feel a bit duped by them, because it's like, why have this big reunion? Goodbye, guys. It's been 20 years. Oh, hello. We're back again 2 seconds later. Wet week.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hate Cher as well. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no, I don't mind Cher. Cher's actually kind of cool. But there's something, I'm just like, fuck off. I'm actually over those. Yeah. Like in my head, the Kardashians is over. I'm finished with them. I don't want to be watching any of their shite shows anymore. Hulu. Couldn't give a fuck about Kim's divorce. Don't care if she's dropping the West. Especially don't care about Kylie and her babies. Like, particularly, that's a sore spot. Could not give one fuck how many babies she's popping out. And yeah, that's really it. Don't care about how many fucking pussies Tristan Thomas is fucking cheating on her with. Could not give a fuck.
That's too fucking funny. Like, honestly, I'm excited about it because I love trash TV, but also I don't want to see any Courtney and Travis Barker with that weird tongue kiss that they're doing all over. Like, Courtney to me is bland, so stop trying to be like, so pretend you're other than that. Do you know what I mean?
I also watched this video recently. It was suggested in my YouTube suggestions, and you should go and watch it. It's actually quite, it's like how the Kardashians capitalized on bullying people, right? Mm-hmm. And it was all, it's some guy, some like big cyber geek made it, but basically has like listed all the things that they've robbed on people throughout the years. All these like companies, like crazy stuff that you would never have even known about, and things about their church. They, like, Kris Jenner started a church.
Are you serious?
So they don't have to pay taxes. All this kind of mad shit. Now, this is all alleged.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many things down to like how they rob people's designs for their Sears collection, and how things were, you know, all this kind of mad stuff that people have like collected information on over the years. It's fascinating. Just, it's all on YouTube. Check
That's fucking mental. I never knew about that. I'm going to watch that afterwards.
Yeah. It's about 20 minutes long because there's so much stuff.
Yeah. You know what? You don't get to places in Hollywood without doing some shady ass shit.
Stepping on toes.
Do you know what I mean? Anyway, we're going to get to our topic straight after a little break, but I want to give a shout out to our Patreon person of the month, which is... I'm going to say like a new queen to the scene. She has signed up at our top tier, which is the lovely Celtic Tigress, who one of my friends, one of my friends Russell is obsessed with. So yes, shout out to you, CelticTigress.ie. She also shared a little story, which we'll be sharing in a little while. You can go on and support us now by checking out our Patreon, which is patreon.com/pettylittlethingspod. But even more important than that is honestly spread the word of petty bitches universally around the world by telling a friend about our podcast and getting them to tune in. Send them a link and then send them a kiss at the end of it.
Mwah. Right, let's get on to our topic. We have asked you, April Fool's is fast approaching, so we have asked you what kind of pranks you've played on people, and you have sent in some very juicy responses. So we'll be back after the short jingle. And we're back. We're back with all your April Fool's pranks and jokes and tricksters items that you've been sending in to us. And I have to say, I do love a good prank. And I actually will be a bit of a trickster. I do really enjoy it.
Dude, I just had that moment where I was like, oh my God, did I hit record? And I did. I did.
Okay.
Love a prank.
That's a prank in itself. It's like, I tell you, if that was the situation, I would be like, I'm out of here.
I should have got you there.
You should have got me there.
So one thing that sticks out in my mind that you got me good with was we were in Fire Island, which is off the coast of like New York, and we'd had lots of little lovely drinks. I had gone home a little bit early, hopped into bed, was out cold, fast asleep. And then Davina and Shirley came into the room as I was snoozing away with pots and pans and wooden spoons, and right over my head.
It's actually metal spoons.
Oh, metal spoons.
Because I knew it would make more noise.
Right over my head, in my ear. They're like, bang, 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 bang. Come on, you have to get up. Come on, we're late. And I'm like,
she said, fire, there's fire in the house.
Oh my God, was that fast?
I also remember when we were in Lanzarote before, we put a bucket of water over your bathroom door so that way you were going to walk into it.
Oh my God. Over your head.
But you, like, we left the door like slightly ajar.
Yeah.
And then when I think you opened it really slowly because we thought you just like, you know, burst in for a wee.
Yeah.
It fell, but it didn't hit you. So we were fuming, but we were downstairs literally howling.
Oh my God. You absolutely went.
Also, some of the pranks that I've thought about, like, that we over the years, I remember April Sher was an awful prankster as well. So she would encourage me to play pranks on people. So we would do like our evil pranks on people.
Yeah.
And at the time she lived with Misdemeanor in Smithfield. They had a lovely apartment on the square, and she, Misdemeanor was actually going out with this guy at the time.
Okay.
In a loving relationship, a loving homosexual gay relationship, you know, like very committal, like they usually are.
Mm-hmm. One of many.
And April decided she'd like made a fake kind of like gaydar profile, and she decided that she was going to try and lure Misdemeanor into like a, you know, meeting up with her.
Oh my God.
And she literally like catfished her to basically meet outside her house. So that when she said, meet me at the spa in Smithfield, which was just on the green or whatever, on the square. And when she was there, she literally leaned out the window and she's like, caught you, Misdemeanor. Cheater, Misdemeanor.
Oh my God.
And it was like, no, it was hilarious. But she was always up to her tricks like that.
What a wench. She was the queen of the prank, to be fair. She was her housemates got it all the time. Like,
she was. She would take it to the next level though sometimes. Mm-hmm. And you know, you'd be got caught. Although I do remember she lived with Clairvoyant at the time. And I remember Claire used to spend a lot of time in her room. Mm. And April was like, go into her room and hide under the bed.
Yeah.
So I went under the bed, like, and it was a wooden single bed. And it was like, you know, made with lats.
Yeah.
So I was under the bed and I heard Claire come into the room real quiet. She's like, sits on the bed. I could see her feet. And I was so quiet under the bed. But then as soon as she put her legs up, obviously to have a little nap, I full force went, whoa, lifted the mattress off the, like, from under. I swear to God, she nearly jumped out the window. It was that, like, imagine someone doing that to you under your bed.
Oh my God, like, I fucking die.
Classic.
Okay, I have one here.
Yeah, we've so many people sent in. So let's see what people have said.
Okay, this is anonymous.
Okay.
I had lived in Australia for 10 years and was on a visit back to Ireland for my brother's wedding. My dad wanted to do drinks, so myself, my boyfriend, and non-marrying brother met. Non-marrying brother? What does that mean? Oh, okay, the one that was not at the wedding. Okay, get it. I didn't want to drink, so I would pour my beer into my dad's when he wasn't looking, and also poured shots of vodka in it to get him drunker quicker.
So that we
could leave. I also took his phone and set alarms every 15 minutes from 3 a.m. until the next morning. The next morning, he spoke about the phone not being able to turn it off, so he had to take the battery out and couldn't physically understand why he was so hungover after having only two beers. His girlfriend said he had come down the morning of to find him asleep on the floor at the bottom of the stairs. Idiot had the equivalent of five beers and three vodka shots. That'll teach him for not accepting my no to an invite. Gays one, straights zero.
Oh my God, that's insane. That's nuts. I have one here from the lovely Samantha, and she says, backpacking in odds and the lads decided to treat themselves to some new underwear.
Mm-hmm.
One of them laid out all his clothes for the next day, including said white new pants. So I decided to put some Nutella inside them as skid marks.
Oh my God.
I thought he'd see it and just think that they were used or tried on by some minger, but he didn't notice. I forgot. And then that evening we were walking home from the train station and asked how his pants were. Uh-huh. And he panicked thinking that he'd shit himself and that it had leaked through. So he covered his ass and ran back to the hostel. I was laughing so much that I couldn't tell him. It was grand and it was just Nutella. I put it there until I got back in the room. I don't know how funny it is for you. We know it is. It is actually funny. That is quite funny. Thank you so much, Samantha, for sending that in. Nutella. But then how would you not notice that putting them on?
Honestly, I would notice. But also, was it in the dark? Or like maybe he was used to seeing the odd skiddies on his pants. Dirty bastard.
Well, he's still friends with. He's going to be best man at her wedding, apparently. So obviously he forgave and forgot. So that's not so bad.
You're going to really like this one. Okay.
Okay.
And it's somebody that you know, but I'll have to tell you afterwards.
Okay.
It was okay. So I worked for this job and I really didn't like my manager. They were rude all the time, and I was also in charge of booking flights and travel. So I constantly purposely booked the middle seat of an aisle for my manager. And my manager was not that up on, you know, like how flights were booked and stuff like that. But every time kept kicking off, being like, oh my God, I'm stuck in the middle aisle or in the middle of an aisle again. Why does this keep happening? And because he knew that he hated being stuck in the middle, he kept booking him in the middle aisle. Fucking gas. I love that.
That's very petty, bitch.
Very petty.
I have some here. Let me see. These are kind of short, little quick ones. And this is kind of what we asked for.
Uh-huh.
One of my favorites actually all time is, and I like to share it every year,
mm-hmm.
is Halloween time for trick-or-treaters dipping onions in chocolate and giving them as like toffee apples.
Oh
I think
God,
that's a
gosh.
Genius one. I think that is so good because there's nothing beats a child chewing into an onion. So let me see. Jerry Burke said, this is a good one, to put a soft egg, like a raw egg, into a bowl with hard boiled eggs.
Oh my God.
Just so everyone thinks they're eating hard boiled eggs, that you have to like peel them. Like, maybe if you're having a salad, but you crack it open and it goes everywhere. That's pretty good.
That's fucking gross.
I like that. That's easy and easy to do. Okay, uh-huh. Go on.
Okay. Well lit. Jer said, I once convinced my housemate I was staying at my brother's and then pretended to break in, made it sound like I was jimmying the lock and then pushed it with my shoulder. Prank or just mean, I don't know. Girl, I would die. That's like when you fucking banged on my window in the middle of the night and I wanted to shit myself.
Yeah, but like I didn't fucking try and jimmy the lock, so that's like taking us to the next level. Mm-hmm. I think that is actually kind of terrifying, but I still did it. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Elaine sent one in saying that her friend was cheating on her. Her friend was being cheated on by this fella. So she basically, this is a classic, she put prawns all around his house, mm-hmm. which is classic, like prawns probably hidden behind the couch and the curtain rails. But this is a good one, that she also bladed all his records so they never play again.
Oh my God.
Well, that's kind of revenge. That's how you prank. That's just kind of criminal damage.
That is very you. Are you Elaine?
That actually happened to me before. Someone actually was so raging with me, scratched all my favorite CDs.
Oh my God.
Literally. Yeah, it was actually an ex to that.
No, I mean, back in the day, like, you had to take very good care of your CDs because we used to have to hand in CDs to perform with. And if your CD skipped, you're fucked because you couldn't work.
So. Yeah. And might I add, CDs, even though things changed over, they were still making us use CDs in the George, even though things had progressed way faster. It's like the George was stuck in like the 1990s.
DJ Karen Babes was having none of it. I remember can we not use memory sticks? She was like, no, Babes, CDs. But
CDs.
Speaking of CDs, like, you'd buy all these blank CDs and then you'd lose the cases that they were in. Yeah. So at one point, like, at 1 week, it could be a Spice Girls CD cover case that I was given. The next one could be All Saints. I ended up having no CD cases because I'd lost them all drunk.
Let me see. Robbie Hair Lover. Oh, this is quite mean because he's a hair lover. And uh-huh. He's a hairdresser. Robbie says hair loss cream and shampoo for his ex.
Uh huh.
Like, would that be like, that'd be like putting Veet in the shampoo. But that would only work though if you left your shampoo in for ages.
Oh my God, is that like, what happened? Is that what happened to me?
I think so. Yeah, I think you used Veet on top of your head. this is a good one. Mm. Cow ya. I think it's cow ya pronounced. Soy sauce and 7-Up in a bottle of Coke.
Oh, ew.
That's good, isn't it? So it looked like Coke, and then you give it to them, and then they'd be like, oh.
Fucking want a gag.
It's like marriage and money. I remember one night we were out having a few drinks, and I could see her drink. She left it on the bar, and somebody was doing shots of tequila. Uh-huh. So I put loads of sachets of salt into her drink.
Oh my God, you mean fucking
I videoed her doing it, and when she came back, I said, cheers, bitch.
Oh my God, fucking gas.
So that's good. Salt in the drink is always good.
Come here. I got a few iconic lies, which I think I should share because they're kind of fucking funny. Like, okay. Anonymous said, I once told all my straight friends that my straight crush slept with me. Then I got back to him.
Like, oh, that's dangerous.
That's fucking dangerous. Well, they were kids. Do you know what I mean? Like, they were a teenager. So
yeah, but still, never be forgotten.
Never.
Never forgotten.
Another one, split personalities. We know, Davina, said, the lie I told was that I trained, that I was a trained barman. I worked in a bar for years, but I'd never had any training and I've never worked in a bar. So I just got the job. Girl, I did that too. I did the exact same
brain
thing.
Surgery. It's like pulling a pint. Jesus Christ. It's where you're like, you're not like, you know, redirecting the International Space Station. You're pulling a pint, bitch.
You nasty bitch.
What?
Nasty.
You're not reinventing the wheel, love. It's like pouring a drink. It's like, let me see. I have a good one here. Let me see. Some people sent in some really like dark responses. I said, you know, play a prank. Tell me some pranks. Someone just said, my life.
I got that too. Really dark.
There's always people that send in these really like, you know, it's like so dark. You're just kind of like, okay, this is not the Samaritan's love. This is like, you know, and it's clearly like, look, and then, I got one there, joking on that. It's like, okay. Yeah, well, you know, they always say there's a bit of truth in every joke, don't they? someone said, let me see, made my housemate stew with dog food.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, I would vomit if I ever heard that, like, ever. Well,
how would you know?
You wouldn't, but surely that must have tasted weird, no?
Victoria would be very precious now about food and chicken in particular, when you know someone's weakness, it's the worst thing ever because you can totally play on it.
What did you do?
I remember we were on holidays before and we were all having, like, there's a big group of us and we were all staying in the same house and we were having barbecues very, very, very regularly. Mm. And I said, let's pretend. Actually, I got you with two food pranks. So I said, let's pretend. I'm going to say, I don't think that chicken's right. And then I said, you have to say it as well to my friend.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh yeah, no, that doesn't look right. But we waited till Victoria had finished her chicken.
Which probably was about 30 seconds.
Yeah. So we like the chicken. She loves the chicken breast. The chicken breast is gone. And I'd be like cutting it really slow and go, oh, here, look at this. No, that looks good. Pink, doesn't it? And then you'd be like, yeah, oh God. And I'd be like, smell it. No, it smells really bad. And I could see your face. You're like saying nothing at the end of the table. Your face was like starting to drop. And hilarious. So that we used to get you with that all the time.
Oh my God,
and,
you little bitch. What was your
do you remember
prank?
When we were in Paris and mm-hmm. you'd be very like, you're just so funny about your food like that. Whereas mm-hmm. like, I'm very like, I'd eat off a curb.
Yeah.
And we waited till you went to the bathroom and I pulled hair out of my head mm-hmm. and put it in your plate. And when you came back, I was like, oh my God, Victoria, there's such a hair in that
there's a hair in that food. And you were like, no, you were like, that wasn't there. And I was like, it must have been there because it's in the sauce. Look.
You nasty bitch. And then I probably wouldn't eat any of the rest of it. I was probably starving for the rest of the day.
April, no, it was, you were finished. It was just like, it was the empty plate was there. It was like, and you wolfed it all down. It was like a tagliatelle or something. And I was like, look at that. There's hair there. And April kept saying, oh no, that was definitely there. It must have been there since the start.
You fucking nasty bitch.
So yeah, that's always a good one. Find the week and then hack in on them. That's what I would say.
What would your weakness be?
Probably time, dates and times.
Yeah.
Telling me where I'm supposed to be somewhere where I'm not.
I was literally like, thinking that. That's probably the best prank I could get you would be to ring you and be like, I am outside.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Yeah. Literally like a fear of God. That's because I always have that fear that it's, I'm always, well, it's happened before where it's like you're supposed to be somewhere and you're
fully
not there.
Fully. Okay. Well, thank you everyone for sending your little pranky stories. We will be back just after this jingle with something else. What else are we coming back with?
Oh, no. So we're going to go into our favorite time of the month. Yeah, it's our favorite time of the month. It's our Rotter of the Week.
Okay, so it's been a while, Davina. We haven't had any rotters in 3 months.
No.
I'm hoping that you've got a good one stored up. I've only got two
because I'm you know, easing myself back into this. There's obviously lots, but I have two good ones that have been on my mind for the last foreseeable.
I've got two as well. Well, I've actually three, but I'm not sure if I should say one of them because I don't know if it's a bit bitchy, but okay. So the first one is, and this is just, everyone's going through it right now. I'm fucking fuming with it. We're obviously on a big taxi shortage at the moment.
Oh my God, that's my rudder.
Oh, okay. Well, this could be a joint one.
Yes, it's a joint one, definitely.
Since when does nobody's fucking credit card machine work after midnight? Like, what is going on? I know that some people don't want to pay tax on it. That's fine. But you know what? Even if, even at that, they won't take me on a long journey. On a short journey. It's fucking rotten me. I can't get home. I might have 3 suitcases with me. What am I supposed to do?
It's also really unsafe because there's so many people in town that cannot get cabs. I live kind of like near to the Aviva Stadium, and if there's a match on and I'm trying to go to work, like there's not a cab to be had. Mm-hmm. And there's taxis on the street, so it's just like, what is going on? Where are these taxis? And then when you kind of get into a cab and kind of try and have it out with, like, not that you'd be having it out with the taxi man who's actually going to pick you up,
yeah,
but there's like these taxi men, they don't want to work at nighttime.
No.
Some of them have left the profession, and I just feel like it's unsafe for people to be standing around in the likes of Dame Street and Georgia Street because there's just like trouble literally around the street. Mm-hmm. So you can easily find yourself in a situation that you don't want to be in just because you cannot get home. And they throw everyone out of the nightclub at the same time these days. Mm-hmm. So it's like everyone, all these fucking drunk madsers are out on the street at the same time. It's not safe. It's not okay. And I'm getting to like boiling point with it now. Mm-hmm. Where something has to be done. Like they have to like privatize or do something where like these, because there are people who would work. Why can't we have Uber? Why can't mm-hmm. we have like, you know, like Joanne in her Skoda coming to pick you up. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? If you're guaranteed, I don't care how much it costs once mm-hmm. I get home.
Yeah.
And you can't put price on people's safety, but I'll tell you what I don't want is to be standing in the middle of the fucking street when someone pulls up and goes, where are you going?
Mm-hmm.
And the debating if they're going to take you or not.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's unfair. It's unsafe. And I'm over it.
Yeah. As soon as I see the window roll down, sometimes I just tell them to keep going. I'm like, fuck off. Keep going.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it's just so fucking rude. But they don't care because they feel like, you know, they can just pick it up. And also, like the amount, I've just been getting so many taxis lately because I get ready at home now and I kind of like have a bit more space and a bit of time to myself. Mm. But even just when you do get into a taxi, the creepy taxi men, I swear to God, like over the last month, I forgot that they actually existed. Because I obviously used to have my regular taxi men that would pick me up and drop you home and drop you wherever you need to.
Yeah.
And they were like regulars and they were sound. But getting in with all these fucking weirdos, now I'm well able for them because like, you know, but when you hear some of the stuff and the way they behave, you're like, there'll be people in those taxis who would not know how to cope with that or how to deal with that. Mm-hmm. And I can kind of make a laugh about it or kind of, you know, brush it off. Yeah. But it's gross.
Yeah. I think about my mom trying to get home. I think about my sister trying to get home. Like we are used to the city. We know what is the vibe of it. Even at that, it's still not safe. But like, they're not in the city all the time. So if they go in, they're stuck there. Like, that's not cool. You don't want our moms walking in the street looking for fucking taxis.
And then getting into like this creep. Do you know what I mean? And there's so much more of that kind of happening. Like I was in a cab recently and I was going down like flying down Pier Street, and the taxi man, I swear to God, literally nearly broke his neck looking around to like look at me in the back seat. And I just said, do you mind like focus on the road? I honestly, I did a tweet. I actually said, I'm going to die in this car. Like literally, I was like Princess Diana 2.0. Here we go.
I mean,
like, just nuts.
Nuts. And gone are the good old days, like when we were getting taxis back in the glitz days, where, you know, taxi men were giving me gifts and all. Do you know what I mean?
I remember that little handbag. Yeah,
I got a handbag off one of them.
Proper chivalrous gentlemen.
Yeah, now they're all fucking bastards. Anyway, that's my first one, and obviously your first one as well. It seems we share that one. I have one ready to go. Deliveries that pretend that they deliver to you, but instead you get a failed delivery attempt. Either because they need import taxes or whatever it is, or just lazy bastard syndrome. You know, when you're waiting on that gorgeous new pair of shoes, a lovely wig, whatever it is, and it's like, oh, out for delivery today. And then, you know,
waiting ages and they never show.
5 o'clock comes and you get a failed delivery attempt. You're like, what the fuck? Like, what is going on? And half the time it's lazy bastards and half the time it's import taxes, which we also don't like.
Well, I have to say recently, I ordered a delivery from my usual KFC.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, the veganism's going well. I ordered a KFC and I wasn't particular. You know when you're like hangry and you're like, I really am dying for this delivery?
Yeah.
I wasn't. I was like, because they usually kind of take a bit of time, and I was like, I'll order it now and I'll probably be hungry when it gets here. So I was very calm. I wasn't like ready to like hit the roof. You know when you're like, I'd get hunger rage. And I was like, your driver has arrived at the restaurant. Okay. Your driver is on the way. Keep your eyes out, whatever. So I was looking at the, it was actually coming from Temple Bar. So I was looking, and then I kind of started watching something on YouTube or whatever. And I was like, that should be here by now. And then I looked at it again, and the driver was in past Seapoint in Monkstown.
What?
Right. Yeah. So I was like, that's like over 10 miles away from like from City Centre. I was like, that's a bit weird. So then I was like, that has to be wrong. Maybe there's like, you know, sometimes like there's a glitch and it's like shows you somewhere else. So it was like an hour later and I was like, the food had not arrived. And I was like, that's very bizarre. So I cancelled the order and I messaged delivery and I was like, what, you know, where's the food? What's going on? And they were like, we can't get in touch with the rider. And I was like, oh my God, maybe something happened. I was like, that sounds very sketchy because they picked it up. But then a friend of mine is actually in this group in Dublin, and a lot of delivery drivers are in it. Okay. And apparently what happens a lot of the time is some of the delivery drivers working around haven't got money to eat.
Oh my God.
And they steal the deliveries that they fancy and eat them.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then they delete their delivery account and then set up a new one like the following day with a new phone.
Oh my God.
So apparently that's like the regular. So, but you know, I wouldn't begrudge anyone at KFC. Like I was like, no. I got a refund. It was totally fine. I wasn't in a rush for it. It was fine. It was just, I actually just thought something bad had happened. Yeah. Because I was like, this is so random. But yeah. So
and the bigger issue there is that Deliveroo aren't paying their riders properly. And
they mustn't be like,
They're absolutely not. And you and me are tippers. I want to encourage anyone who's listening, if you're ordering a Deliveroo, tip your fucking rider. There's a reason we're ordering it for delivery, because we're dying, we're fucking wrecked, or we've no time. If you can afford to do it, do it. I ordered a Deliveroo in Manchester and the rider had said to me, thank you so much for the tip. You're the first person who's ever tipped me.
A lot of them usually say that. So I don't know if people just don't tip, but I also think delivery will whack up their prices.
Oh, they do? So, okay, right. I'm really going to go for it. Camille are on their website and the Deliveroo website. Camille prices on Deliveroo are about 10-15% more. So like, obviously that's money going to them as well. They're fucking making a fortune.
So anyway, delivery's not coming. That's another one. The other rotter I have is... and this is, you know, we've talked about this before, so this could probably be a joint one, I think, is actually straight venues cashing in on drag queens to try and get bums on seats.
Oh, yeah.
rots me to the core. And it's like, there's lots of them now. Everyone seems to be springing up a drag event, a drag brunch, mm-hmm. a drag this, a drag that. Where were these venues when drag queens were actually looking for gigs? Yeah. They were not booking people. They were not having people in their venues. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden they're trying to use drag queens as a cash cow to get people into their rotten restaurants. Mm-hmm. And it's noted. It's totally noted. And it's I wouldn't blame a queen for a gig. It's not the queen's fault.
No, I'm really happy to see these people working. What I don't enjoy is seeing things
it's people cashing
featuring
in.
Drag entertainment or hosted by drag queen. I mean, I have not met anyone called drag queen before.
No, because they don't care about who they have. Who, like, they just want anyone in a wig, like, you know, to be in their venue because they think that's going to bring across bums on seats. Mm-hmm. It's very disrespectful and it's totally offensive. Especially because these people have never supported the gay community before. They never supported anything like that. And it's just total fucking, they're milking it.
Yeah.
So no, I'm not into that. It's like these fuckers that are going to start coming around at Pride now. Oh, happy Pride. Mm-hmm. Where were you the rest of the year? Like, keep looking out for companies that are supporting LGBT.
All year round.
All year round, because a lot of these places are literally just using you to get your bums on seats.
Mm-hmm. And it's usually some lazy person behind it all who's going, right, what's the easiest thing I can do here?
Yeah, well, they also see, to be honest, like, especially with the drag brunch in particular, like, we've been doing our drag brunch since 2013 in Dublin. Nobody was doing a drag brunch. Mm-hmm. There was nothing like that going on. Now every fucking hellhole seems to have a drag brunch going on. And I don't blame the queen. It's not their fault, but it's actually just those venues do not support. Like the venue even that we do our drag brunch in, they have other LGBT events on.
Yeah,
there's other events in these places. It's not just like, you know, these people are trying to cash in. So just be aware of that. It's just,
yeah, and make sure
that annoys me. It rots me.
Yeah, absolutely. I have one more. People that say that they love you when they don't, but they're just trying to work you or gain something.
Oh, yeah.
I fucking hate that. It's so see-through. Like, you don't love me. You don't even know me. Like, that's so in what's the word? In genuine, disingenuine, whatever it is.
Yeah, disingenuous. Like, a lot of people especially in the George and stuff, you'd see over the years, you'd always see, like, some girl would be like, oh my God, I love you. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what's my name?
Yeah.
And they literally just freeze because they're like, they don't know. Because they're just like, just to say that, to interact with you, is just like, it's so ridiculous. But I love throwing it back. And so if anyone ever says they love you, make sure they know your fucking name.
Yeah, yeah. And figure out why they're telling you that they love you. What do they want from you? That's more.
There's always a motive. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, there are rotters. They're pretty good rotters. Mm-hmm. And they stand up. They'd stand up in a court of law. That's what I say. Stand up in a court of law. We've missed being rotters, and we missed hearing from you. So guys, we do want to hear from you. We also have a rotter of the week filter, which is available on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Please do use it and tag us in it.
Yeah, absolutely. But we'll be back in 2 weeks with a brand new episode. Thanks for joining us for our premiere. Oh, it sounds so fancy. Premiere episode of season 5. And until next time,
stay petty.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. juvederm.com. That's juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.